The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5626. Baruch Hashem, Dalas Menachem of Heitavshin Yud Zayin. It's interesting. The Rebbe spells here the word Dalas, like the fourth of Menachem of, is like the number four, but he spells it as Dalas. Dalas means like poor. I'm thinking that maybe this is a hint to remove some of the difficulties of Av, just like there's the Hasidic Taich of Mematin, the Simcha, you diminish things of Av through Simcha. Not sure, maybe this is sort of a remez to Dalas Menachem Av, anyway, fourth Menachem Av, Hey Tavshin Yud Zayin, in the Tavshin at Brooklyn, New York. And this is addressed to the Rebbe's relative. And he shared a similar name with the Rebbe. Havasi Vichosi, we had several letters to him. Shmuel Menachem Mendel Sheikhya Schneerson. Sholom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letters from the 17th of Tammuz that should very soon be turned to joy and to happiness. And also the one of the 14th and the 24th and the 27th of Tammuz. So he wrote quite a few letters in this from the 17th and the 20th, the 24th and the 27th and Tammuz. And the Rebbe said, thank you for writing about your activities during these days. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you will continue in this good conduct. And I wish, I hope, you will influence on your friends in this holy work, which is spreading the wellsprings and, in generally, all activities in the area of Chabad, so that they too shall do and conduct themselves as such. So the Rebbe is very happy and thankful for writing about what his activities are, what he's doing, but the Rebbe doesn't want him to just only do it for himself. Influence the other Chabad people around you that they should actually do the same thing. The Rebbe says the response to your previous letters than that, for sure receive them in a timely fashion, timely way. The Rebbe says, during these days in which we're in the Bein HaMetzorim, in between these Shivasa Betamos and then between hard places between Shivasa Betamos and Tisha B'Av that remind us on the destruction and the bad thing, the Hirus, we have to emphasize that these are not just punishment alone. They're not just punishment or to be low of spirit, to be depressed, God forbid. But this is a correction. This is building with more force and with more power to make Hashem a dwelling place in this world. And the Eibishter rest amongst you, as the Pasuk says, Shechamti b'soichom, in them. So basically, it reminds us and it tells us that we have to fix our own Beis HaMikdash in the resting that Hashem rests amongst us. That by fixing and building the Mishkan that it's in each and every man and woman of the Jewish people and spreading the wellsprings, even amongst those who are still on the outside, Yofutzu Ma'inesecha Chutza, we will hasten the complete and true redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu and the building of the chosen house, the Beis HaMikdash, to spread the wellspring even by those who are on the outside. That's the way we'll hasten the complete and true redemption through our righteous Mashiach and the building of the chosen house very soon with blessings for good news and the Rebbe's signature. So the Rebbe is thanking him for the good news. The Rebbe wants him to influence others. The Rebbe learns a message. These days we are mourning. We are in between difficult situations. But this is not just punishment. This is a reminder to build our own building, to make sure that we should build and spread Yiddishkeit, spread the wellsprings to the outside. That's the way to merit the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. So get the message versus just being sad and depressed. Get the message. This is meant to increase our good deeds and build quicker the Beis HaMikdash, the Meir V'Meir.